There are those who say it's getting harder to get older in America. Pensions, for the most part, went away decades ago. Retirement plans are increasingly susceptible to non-U.S. markets. And, of course, we hear all the time Social Security is in bad shape. Add in rising health care, food, and other household costs. You get the picture. But a lot of older Texans may be able to take advantage of what is, by any measure, a pretty sweet deal. In an age in which college tuition is rising, the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz tells us that for those over 65, higher ed is getting cheaper.
Alice Smith will tell you it isn't easy, but it is doable.
You can't just walk off the street and say, I want to take classes. You got to be able to get in.
Smith is talking about college classes. One of the requirements is that students must be 65 or older.
All my life, I loved going to school. So whenever I had the money and the time, I'd go take a class. But you know, when you got the time, you don't have the money, and vice versa. So when I turned 65, I remembered that from one of the old books, the schedule books for classes. There was a thing in there about a over 65 waiver. So I went and looked it up, and sure enough, if you're 65 and over in the state of Texas, you can go to University of Texas 6 hours free every semester.
In fact, seniors can take classes for free at most public colleges in the state. They can be taken for credit toward a degree. Connie Cooper is with the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. She says over 65 students must maintain a 2.0 average for undergraduate classes and a 3.0 average if they want to pursue a graduate degree. But
we just don't get a lot of questions about this program.
Picture this. About 25 million people live in Texas. About 13% are 65 or older. This is a state where close to 3 million people could potentially go to college for free, but only 2,000 took advantage of the waiver last year. One reason may be that the program is flying under the radar, for lack of a better metaphor. John Wyatt also works for the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. He says there's nothing secret about the program.
Well, we certainly try to make the information available to everybody. There's information on it on our College for All Texans website.
Prospective students just have to dig for it. But I'm going to help you with some details. The program is called the Texas Education Code 54.365C. Not a friendly name, granted, but admissions officers will know what you're talking about. Since the program is optional, meaning a school can deny a request for tuition waiver, Alice Smith fears the legislature would simply cut it altogether if more people took advantage.
I don't know how this new governor is, but if the old governor was still in office and he heard about that, he'd be closing that loophole faster than you whistle Dixie.
But that hasn't happened yet. And 68-year-old grandmother Alice Smith is proof the benefit gets results. She graduated with a BA in history from UT Austin in 2014. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.